You're listening to Morning Edition on KOSU. Good morning. I'm Rachel Hubbard. This is Campus Connection with OSU President Burns Hargis. President Hargis, we had some sad news this past week with the sudden death of State Senator David Myers of Ponca City.
Well, we really, Rachel. David Myers was a great servant for our state and, as a matter of fact, a wonderful Oklahoma State University alum, graduated with a chemical engineering. He was with ConocoPhillips for many, many years. He was elected to the Senate and had risen to Senate Finance Chairman, which is arguably the most powerful position in the Senate, apart from the President Pro Tem, and just was a great advocate for our state and especially higher education. So we will miss him terribly. He was also a good friend. And we just wish extend our condolences to Sarah and the entire family. We'll miss him terribly, but he was a real life force here on Earth.
And we're going to make a major shift here. Tomorrow is a big night for you and a big night for Oklahoma. The state will induct the latest members of the Oklahoma Hall of Fame, and you'll join your old friend Mike Turpin to MC that event.
Right. I think it's our ninth time to MC this event, and it's our one sort of redo that we do, or redux, maybe that's what they call it. This is a great, as they are most every year, except for the years Mike and I were in it, is a great lineup. We've got General Tommy Franks, who, by the way, is married to a great OSU grad. Harold Hamm, who's been a wonderful donor to Oklahoma State. Kathy Keating, of course, the former First Lady. Marcus Hames, arguably one of the greatest basketball players of all time. There'll be Steve Malcolm, who was the former CEO of Williams Companies in Tulsa, and also which is a great supporter of OSU. And Elizabeth Warren, who's in the news a lot today because she is running for the United States Senate, the Democratic nomination in Massachusetts. So it will be interesting to see her. A posthumous recognition of Roger Miller, Trailers for Sailor Rent. We're excited about that.
Well, I'm sure it will be a fun and memorable night, but now we're going to get down to the real business, sports at Oklahoma State. Let's talk about the football team, the BCS rankings. What are your thoughts?
Well, this football team's making me look like a genius. You know, I'd probably get some of the blame if they weren't doing so well, but I'm not taking credit for anything. Mike Gundy and his staff and these players have just done a marvelous job. But I know, and they tell me all the time how inspired they are by our teams and by our fans, rather. And so this is very exciting. We're in the second. We're second in the BCS. We gained strongly, as we should have, after the Texas Tech game. We've got Iowa State, which will be a tough game in Ames Friday night. And, of course, Bedlam on December 3rd. So that's very exciting.
All right. Well, thank you so much, President Hargis. You've been listening to Campus Connection on KOSU. I'm Rachel Hubbard.